Good morning. Here's some of the news for Tuesday, December 22nd, 2015.
These families live a daily nightmare.
New York City's comptroller Scott Stringer released a report on New York City's shelter system, home to 58,000, including 23,000 children. Stringer says DHS, the New York City's Department of Homeless Services, puts children at risk.
These families live a daily nightmare, surrounded by peeling paint, feeling the chill from broken windows, and sharing space with rodents, roaches, and other vermin.
The audit identified a number of operational deficiencies.
DHS allowed shelter providers to self-monitor their facilities without oversight, failed to meet the agency's own goal for helping families transition out of shelter and into long-term housing, and regularly failed to sign written contracts with shelters, relying instead on verbal agreements.
New York City's comptroller says we may not be able to solve homelessness overnight, but we can damn well fix leaky roofs and repair broken doors. He's calling on the administration to hire a deputy mayor with skills to create a bold new plan of action on homelessness, and Stringer's calling on DHS to get its house in order.
I was totally asleep, you know?
The NYCLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union, filed a notice of claim on behalf of three homeless New Yorkers whose belongings were destroyed by police.
Something kicked me, hit me in my foot, and then a flashlight in my face. You know, I said, yo, you got to get up. I said, for what? Well, you're in possession of stolen property. I said, what are you talking about? I said, that crate is being taken. I said, can I get my, they said, take your stuff out. And then all of a sudden, he said, no, it's too late.
Floyd is a member of Picture the Homeless. He was sleeping in a small area partly sheltered from the rain in East Harlem with two others. They were awoken with flashlights by police and sanitation workers. They were told they were no longer welcome.
You know what I'm saying? Look, they took everybody's stuff. Hazmat uniforms, apartment sanitation. That bag could be full of somebody's belongings, a suitcase. They don't care. It's thrown right in the garbage. I'm just saying, can I get my stuff on? Let me get my stuff on. They said, no. I said, you want to go to jail? So I just walked away and just left.
For several months, homeless New Yorkers have been targeted by the NYPD. They've faced orders to move from public spaces, even though they haven't broken any laws. Actions by police and city workers intensified with de Blasio's announcement of Homestat, and the mayor urging New Yorkers to identify homeless New Yorkers and report them to 311. This isn't very different from the Sargent's Benevolent Association's campaign, which urged residents to take pictures of homeless people and send them to the city.
Being homeless is hard, but being, like we'd say, this being abused by these cops is even worse. And it bothers me how we've just been looking over. It bothers me. But it makes me emotional because when I get angry, I get emotional because it disgusts me to call myself American, a human being supposed to be disrespected like an animal, like nothing.
Homeless New Yorkers and advocates say the city's reliance on NYPD officers for policing with the goal of moving people from public sites is misguided, that it leads to criminalization without addressing the core issue of permanent affordable housing. Meanwhile, the NYCLU has launched a public education campaign which urges people to ask for humanity in treatment of homeless people. Their campaign has a social media component to it. They are asking New Yorkers to share the importance of their own personal possessions with photos and stories on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter using the hashtag #TheThingsWeCarry. For more information, go to nyclu.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.